all warmest greetings of peace and solidarity on behalf of the International Coordinating Secretariat and also on behalf of the initiative group of the Permanent People's Tribunal Protection Section on the Philippines. The initiative group is composed of the plaintiffs representing the victims and a broad range of Philippine progressive organizations, including churches and church-related organizations, that which have made an appeal to the Permanent People's Tribunal of the Prestigious International Court of Opinion to hold this very important and timely tribunal on the Philippines.
I am Dr. Erin Menendez from Malaysia, a director of Analytica, a women's forum working with women and with persons in human rights work with 30 years of experience in human rights.
I'm a citizen from Norway. I'm an attorney by profession.
My name is Odan Mabondo. In Japan, Odan is a family name. Mabondo is a given name. My profession, I'm a Northeastern writer.
My sister, Lilionda Ilao, was killed inside a detention camp in Camp Crani in Manila at the height of martial law. Now the horrors of that period are being brought back by Mrs. Arroyo and again with the complicity of the U.S. under the Bush regime, we are suffering the brunt of this repression.
Like the Amnesty International, the Inter-Parliamentary Union, the World Council of Churches, the United Nations even, have condemned these atrocities.
As we speak today, there is a very alarming situation in the country that has claimed the lives of 839 victims of extrajudicial killing, 194 victims of enforced disappearances, 359 victims of frustrated killing.
I'd like to raise a question regarding the attribution of all the acts you mentioned to the army.
I would just like to inform the respected members of the board that even the paramilitary is controlled by the regular forces of the state security forces of the armed forces. In many of these killings, when we interviewed the victims, many of them would point to the military or the police as the perpetrators.
We believe that efforts like the Permanent People's Tribunal will provide the clear-cut evidence of accountability and responsibility that will be set down, documented, and will be there for all auspicious times when justice will be served for our people and in the name of humanity.
For many of the victims, the tribunal offers an opportunity for them to be heard. In the Philippines today, as Mr. Alston said, our government, and especially the military, has been in a continuous state of denial of these crimes. So that even if the government has done this service to saying that, you know, the government abhors extrajudicial killings and in fact has done created the Task Force UCI of the Philippine National Police and the Metro Commission purportedly to look into this killing, the victims did not cooperate in this government-created body because they know that these bodies were only created to deodorize the regime and to show to the world that it is seemingly addressing the issue. And so they did not participate in these two bodies. But when Mr. Alston came, the United Nations Special Rapporteur on extrajudicial killings, and also when they heard that there has to be a trial of the Permanent People's Tribunal, the victims felt that at least they have this venue where they can open up and really present evidence to show to the world that the killings are being done by our own security forces and that the government must be held accountable for all these crimes.
Let me begin by quoting from the simple, succinct, and elegant language of the applicable law. Quote, every human being has an inherent right to life. This right shall be protected by law. No one shall be arbitrarily deprived of his life. Article 6, Section 1, Part 3, International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. Close quote. Quote, every people has an exclusive right over its natural wealth and resources. It has the right to recover them if they have been despoiled, as well as any unjustly paid indemnities. Section 3, Article 8, Universal Declaration of the Rights of Peoples. Quote, every people has an imprescriptible and inalienable right to self-determination. It shall determine its political status freely and without any foreign interference, and to be free from any colonial or foreign domination, whether direct or indirect. Section 2, Articles 5 and 6, Universal Declaration of the Rights of Peoples. These are the three most basic and fundamental rights of every human being and of all peoples in this planet. To underscore the explicit provisions of the law, they are inherent, inalienable, and imprescriptible. These rights are not only guaranteed by natural, moral, and universal laws of humanity, more importantly, they support and legitimize the right of every people, regardless of color, origin, faith, or belief, to engage in all forms of struggle, including armed revolution, to defend, uphold, or enjoy his rights.
We have all for justice and peace, human rights.
I am identified by name as one of the enemies of the state, my family as right chairperson of the International People's Struggle, which is an anti-imperialist international organization.
Your Honorable Administration does not have to do anything to address the extrajudicial killing.
The Chinese will focus on the issues of statements and complaints against the military and even the president herself. When I said that nobody is looking for perpetrators, I meant the proper agencies like the police.
The tribunal can ask questions.
It would have been good if we had a representative from the government here. A senior finance guru that could counter the massive information which you gave us.
The government is very good funding, they're very convinced, they're very hard working experts in free market economics. I think they just understand their standard economic chain, gain their sponsors.
As a remittance, it has left London's contribution the evidence of such labor so that their families.
Not that the congressman settled capital, fullness and glory and the capacity of Arroyo regiment as arrested on the basis of crudely fabricated charges and without due process.
And they were to destroy any unit of the New People's Army in even one region in the country, the regime is taking the treacherous risk of attacking the unarmed left and even extending its attack to the bourgeois.
The economic plunder by foreign and local exploiters afflicting our republic, and the exploitation of the indigenous people, and the destruction of the environment that cry out for a fair hearing and a genuine people's justice.
Will you please tell me, young president, situation?
There are more rogue Filipinos today than any time in history. Some 65 million of the population struggle to survive.
The ancestral domain of the indigenous peoples has become fair game under the Makapagal Arroyo government, under the guise of last.
In my honor, our next witness is Emmy Innocent Rivera, Secretary General. She is the
the
first person and the next president
that
she will talk about.
Thank you. You people, please, the prayers and the indictment be granted, and a judge, the defendant, Makapagal Arroyo, the Philippine government, George Bush, the government of the United States of America, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, multinational corporations, and foreign banks doing business in the Philippines, guilty as charged on each and every law.
And I like to see, as the chairman of this tribunal, that if anything is happening to the witnesses after this session of the tribunal, we consider that the government of the Philippines is responsible for the struggle of the Filipino people.
Ahora es la hora de nuestra muerte a ver.